The surge of migrant arrivals continues to accelerate despite years of President Trump's tough talk about illegal immigration and unceasing White House efforts to strengthen physical barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump recently backed away from threats to seal the southern border, only to suggest another idea never before contemplated: sending migrants to states and major cities governed by opposition Democrats.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people, and they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy.
So-called sanctuary cities do not work with federal immigration agents to identify and remove undocumented immigrants in their jurisdictions. Trump's idea, if implemented, likely would spark legal challenges and possibly dissension within his own administration. Democrats were quick to respond.
It's not just another notion that is unworthy of the presidency of the United States.
We welcome immigrants in San Francisco. Immigrants make our community better. And so if Donald Trump wants to, quote unquote, punish us by having immigrants come here, we'll open the door and welcome them in.
The White House says no final decisions have been made.
Look, this is an option on the table. Ideally, we wouldn't be dealing with the massive influx of illegal immigrants coming across the border. The crisis that we have, both from a national security and humanitarian standpoint, is if Democrats would step up and help the president fix the laws, this all could go away.
No immigration reform was enacted during Trump's first 2 years in office, when Republicans controlled both houses of Congress. In 2013, a then democratically led Senate passed a comprehensive immigration reform bill that failed to get a vote in a then Republican led House. Today, one executive decision is going forward, putting U.S. aid to three Central American nations on hold.
The United States has spent hundreds of millions of dollars to try and build out solutions, foreign assistance dollars, to try and build out solutions in these three countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. You can see, it's a fact of this crisis at the southern border, that it has not been effective. And so we are endeavoring to change that.
Democrats say an aid cutoff will worsen conditions in Central America, causing even more people to flee. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.